great show that dives into TV, movies, music, comics, and a whole lot more. And this is a 2000 movies edition of the podcast. This is where I review films that I'm just finally getting around to. These are films that I wanted to watch in the past, but just didn't get a chance to, and I'm finally getting around to them. So I've got this list of films that that I keep kind of adding stuff to. The one thing about this list of films is that they have had to have come out after the year 2000, thus the name 2000 Movies. And this week I'm reviewing the film The Nice Guys. It's a 2016 film by Shane Black, the director of Iron Man 3, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He wrote Lethal Weapon. And he starred in the Predator movie, the one that came out back in the 80s. He was an actor in that. So the guy has quite the resume. Let's see. I did enjoy Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And I know Iron Man 3 kind of gets critiqued. Not unfairly, but fairly, I guess. I liked it for what it was, but I know people aren't a huge fan of that film, at least comparing them to the other MCU movies. But I overall think that Shane Black's a competent director, proof by some of the movies I've already mentioned, especially Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And after watching this film, I can still confidently say that he's a competent director. That's a complete compliment. I'm not trying to downplay his abilities. So, let's see. Like I said, 2016 is when the film came out. I remember seeing the trailer and being seeing that it looked like a fun movie. It's a period piece. It came out in 1977, which is the year I was born, actually. And let's see. Let me get into the review here, the description. The Nice Guys is a film set in 1977 Los Angeles. The film focuses on a private eye and a tough enforcer who team up to investigate the disappearance of a teenage girl. So the private eye is Ryan Gosling's character, and the tough enforcer is, surprise, surprise, Russell Crowe. Huge fan of both those actors. Ryan Gosling, my favorite movie with him is Drive. And Russell Crowe, I'm a huge fan of his entire career, but one of the movies that have always stuck out to me is L.A. Confidential with him in it. He's fantastic in that. And so I covered the main players here. The rest of the cast is, it's got a fantastic cast all the way through. Let's see, why did this movie get past me? Why did I watch it immediately? I don't know exactly why. I guess it just got lost in the shuffle. But I'm glad I got around to watching it finally. This film is a fine movie. It's a fine movie. It seems to have accomplished what it set out to do. So it didn't fall short, it seems, of its goal. From all accounts, it seemed like it made money and got really good reviews, actually. It got like a 90-something or other on Rotten Tomatoes, and then, like, I think and that was a critic score, and I think the audience score was, like, pretty close to it, too, like an 80 or something like that. Fine film. Not disappointed I watched it. Like I said, it accomplished what it set out to do. It's, what was the genre? A neo-noir action comedy. It was pretty much that. The action was top-notch. The comedy was good. It's mostly Ryan Gosling, providing the comedy. He does fine in comedy, but for some reason, and I'm not sure, it's got to be something on my part subjectively, that I prefer seeing him in more serious roles like Drive Only God Forgives, or let me try to think some. What's the one that came out recently that was kind of a musical? It famously won and then didn't win the Oscar for Best Picture. I think Moonlight ended up winning it. What was that movie? I can't think of it right now. That actually was a little bit, had some comedy in it, but it was still more of a straight down the middle road, or role, I should say. That's gonna mess me. And I'm sure people listening to this are yelling at me right now, because it was a big movie. It was a good movie. Ryan Gosling. Let's see. Do a little bit of Wikipedia search here while I'm recording. I'm sure everybody loves that. I just don't want to... what'll happen is that once I'm done recording, then I'll remember immediately. So, La La Land. Yeah, La La Land, which is a romantic musical. One of the amusing things about recording these 2000 movies episodes is the films that I choose, finding out the genres. It's they're always pretty amusing. Not always, but mostly it seems like La La Land, musical romantic comedy. Nice Guys, a neo-noir comedic action movie. It's like, wow. Let's get into this. And I'll jump ahead and say I gave this movie like a C+ or a B-, somewhere in there. The Rotten Tomatoes score was really high, which I can't argue against. I can't really find anything wrong with this movie, but it's just nothing kind of separated it from most movies, I guess. It wasn't like something out of the ordinary, and I realize not every movie needs to be that, something special or anything. Otherwise, then no movies would be special if they were all special. This was just one of those films that I would appreciate if I just was stuck on a plane for 2 hours, and this is that type of movie where you'd watch it on a flight, enjoy it. It killed 2 hours, and then when you get off the plane, you probably won't even think about the film again. and I'm not saying that in a pejorative way. I'm just trying to just be objective here. It was a success. The movie made plenty of money. It made its money back. It got really good reviews. Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling still are working actors, respected actors. What was the teenage girl? Margaret Qualley, I think is her name. She ends up in last year's Tarantino film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So this movie, by all accounts, is a success. And I would never say to avoid it. It is a fine movie. I liked Shane Black's previous film, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, more. But and that was also kind of a neo-noir type of situation. And I'd probably recommend that one over this one. But I would still wouldn't deter anyone from watching this one. This one had more whimsy, I guess, and is lighter, even though the action could get a little bit kind of nutty and crazy. This is what I'll say about this film before I move on, is that it seemed like it was a big budget TV pilot. So it seemed like it was like a treatment for a TV show. What was that, speaking of Lethal Weapon? The TV show, imagine if the entire purpose of the Lethal Weapon franchise, or at least the first Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, what if that was just pretty much the purpose of that film was to facilitate the TV series that came out eventually. I know it wasn't the case. The original Lethal Weapon was set up to kind of just be a good movie and then maybe set up sequels. But it wasn't necessarily made to, like, hey, we'll make this movie and then we'll spawn a TV show. Like, that wasn't the goal of it. And in that era, TV didn't have the prestige that it has now, you know. It took TV shows like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones and stuff like that to kind of like bring respect to TV, the respect that movies had in the past over TV. And so when Lethal Weapon was made, it wasn't like they were aiming for TV. This Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling movie, The Nice Guys, I mean, that's how I felt through the entire thing. I was like, it feels like they're just setting up for a TV series. Or they would just recast the main roles. And, which is fine. The film does kind of sit on its own. It just seems like it was kind of, just like setting it up for like, hey, Fox or NBC or Netflix or whoever, here's all you need, all the ingredients for a long-running TV series about a private eye and an enforcer from let's read the description off of Wikipedia, set in 1977 Los Angeles. And and you know what, that's another aspect too. The period piece aspect of the movie, yeah, they did that really well. Shane Black pretty much captured that era without knocking you over the head with the music. You know, the music isn't, it's not all CCR and Eric Clapton and stuff. The music wasn't obvious, kind of like the way Captain Marvel just played the obvious songs from the 90s. This film seems to be more subtle with its portrayal of 1977. It is a deft, lighter hand with the period piece aspect of the movie, rather than just knocking you over the head going, hey, you do realize this is in the 70s, right? It was none of that. It was a little bit more subtle touch. So I appreciated that. All right. I mean, you know, I give it like a somewhere between a B and a C, which a B to me is liked, but wasn't enamored, and a C is an okay. So, if you see this film, this is for me a positive kind of take on it. So I know I'm probably not doing the best job trying to dissuade anybody to take the time to watch this, but if you do see this movie as an option on your 2-hour flight to wherever, California, New York, wherever, in the middle the middle of the country, yeah, this is the film that would be perfect for a long flight. I say that and the best way possible. So who would I recommend this film to? I know Matt has watched it, and I think that's who kind of got me to add it to my list of movies to review for this part of the podcast. But let's see. So Matt's already watched it. I would recommend this to Jason and Ian. I think they'd enjoy it. A C plus. Let's see. I'm going to wrap up now. Call it a podcast here. What do we got planned for the next couple episodes? I know we recorded an MCU retrospective, a part two we recorded an MCU Marvel Cinematic Universe retrospective a month or two ago. And I think we got this past phase one of the MCU. And we did record a part two, but I've kind of been holding that back. And so that'll be published before too long, the next couple episodes. And I know And you know what? I'll take this opportunity to give a shout out to the guys at Let's Talk About Stuff, Steven Fisher and Brett Hibbard. Those guys have been so supportive of this podcast for years now. And we did, it should be the previous episode on the feed, the Let's Talk About Matt episode. They submitted a question, and it was just, it made for great podcasting, in my opinion. It was some of my favorite moments recording the podcast was getting that question from Steven and Brent, and then having Matt just go to town, with the question. It was a lot of fun, and I do appreciate the guys at Let's Talk About Stuff. And if you haven't listened to their podcast, you should go check it out. They have tons of content, tons of episodes, great stuff on there. It's a pop culture focused podcast. Those guys are great. Brent and Steven Fisher of Let's Talk About Stuff podcast. You can find that anywhere you find podcasts. And I think we are doing, the reason I brought that up too is we are doing another crossover episode with them. Me, Jason, and Matt are doing a crossover episode with Steven and Brent, which should be in the feed coming up in the next couple episodes, I think. So get to look forward to that. And then I also want to give a shout out to the guys at Can't Sit Still podcast and their kind of sister podcast. They're, it's part of their little network there. It's Nuggets of Nothing. It's their other podcast that they do. And those guys have been great to us, and they have just great episodes, great show premise to both Can't Sit Still and Nuggets of Nothing. And I wanted to bring them up because Jason, Mind Grenade co-host Jason, was a guest on both those podcasts, on Can't Sit Still and Nuggets of Nothing. He was a guest on a couple recent episodes of both those podcasts, so you should go check those out. You should check out all their podcasts. They're great, JJ and Delavan. So, yeah, just shit, man. You should be doing okay with content. You got Mind Grenade, Let's Talk About Stuff, Can't Sit Still, Nuggets of Nothing. There isn't a reason why you shouldn't be swimming in content. So, yeah, that's it for this episode, I think. Let's see. The email address is mgtwenty14@gmail.com. That's mg2014@gmail.com. Got it all written out in the show notes there. And then give a shout out to the website, mindgrenadestudios.com. I've got some artwork there, and there's a feed of the podcast there too. Let's see, subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Hope you've enjoyed this show. I've been your host, Hector, saying so long, and we'll talk to you soon.